Transform your home in one weekend and get big savings on everything for your project at Menards. Menards carries the largest selection of Purdy painting tools you need to get your painting project started. From brushes, paint, roller covers, and even paint kits. Hurry in and save big money on Purdy painting supplies. Get everything you need for your painting project at Menards. Plus, check out Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
This is the golden age of Dodger baseball.
Grand slam! It's a double for Freddie.
They're going to make big signings. They're going to make impact trades. This is the most anticipated season in Dodgers history.
Dodgers have won it all in 2020.
Think blue, bleed blue, and I'm out.
It's time for Dodger baseball.
Dodgers win!
This is the golden age of Dodger baseball.
Grand slam! It's a double for Freddie.
They're going to make big signings. They're going to make impact trades. This is the most anticipated season in Dodgers history.
Dodgers have won it all in 2020.
Think blue, bleed blue, and I'm out.
It's time for Dodger baseball.
Dodgers
win!
This is the golden age of Dodger baseball.
Grand slam! It's a double for Freddie.
They're going to make big signings. They're going to make impact trades. This is the most anticipated season in Dodgers history.
Dodgers have won it all in 2020.
Think blue, bleed blue, and I'm out. What is up, Dodgers Nation? Welcome to the Dodgers Nation post-game show. I'm your host, Doug McCain. You can follow me on X and Instagram at DMAC_LA. Thanks for joining us after the Dodgers beat the Atlanta Braves. They complete the sweep. The Atlanta Braves come into this series with the best record in Major League Baseball, best record in the National League, and the Dodgers dominated the Braves. They win by a final score of 5-1. They improved to 23-13 on the season. James Paxton had his best start of the year. The command was better. He goes 6 2/3, gives up just one earned run on 5 hits, had 3 strikeouts, but the command was much better today. 84 pitches, 58 for strikes. We're going to break down his outing. This Dodgers offense not doing too much outside of Shohei Ohtani. Shohei Ohtani was phenomenal. The greatest show in Major League Baseball continued today at the Ravine. He hit a home run yesterday. He passed Dave Roberts for the most home runs ever in Dodgers franchise history for a Japanese-born player. Today, he topped that by going 4-for-4. And he hits 2 home runs, had 3 RBIs, and he was absolutely phenomenal in this one. Shohei Ohtani is the best player in baseball. He might be the best at what he does than anyone on this planet. He is Superman in baseball cleats, and we saw it once again today. Also, saw some really great defensive plays today. Kike Hernandez made a really nice play at third baseman. Nice dig by Freddie Freeman. Teoscar Hernandez throwing out a runner, really changing things up. But all in all, this was just a complete series for this Dodgers team. The offense, they showed up. The pitching, they showed up. But how about one of the big stories today? Is Blake Treinen. The return of Blake Treinen. First time on the mound since 2022, and Blake Treinen made light work of that Atlanta Braves offense. He faces the 9-1-2 hitters, and he goes one inning, had one strikeout, just absolutely embarrassed Jared Kelenic. You saw that witchcraft, that pitchcraft on display. Absolutely filthy stuff. Filthy stuff from Blake Treinen. Let's check it out. Just look at this. Oh, that moves more than a military family. Just absolutely disgusting. I mean, the wiffle ball Blake Treinen is back. So we're going to talk about that. But first things first, happy Cinco de Mayo, everyone out there. And let me know where you're celebrating this sweep. Let me know where you're celebrating Cinco de Mayo. Let me know down below in the comment section. And welcome to the number one Dodgers postgame show here on YouTube and the number one Dodgers YouTube channel. Just want to say a special thank you to all you guys out there for helping helping us reach 90,000 subscribers. We hit 90,000 subscribers today. And because of that, we are giving away a Tyler Glasnow jersey. Giving away a Tyler Glasnow jersey. You see it right there. You see this right here. All you got to do is subscribe to the channel. Subscribe, which I'm sure you are. If you're not, you definitely should. Subscribe to that channel. Hit that notification bell because the giveaways are only for subscribers. We're going to start doing exclusive on-field content before and after games just for subscribers. So you definitely want to subscribe to the channel so you have a chance to win. And you also have to comment Tyler Glasnow down below. If you've commented Tyler Glasnow in the past or done the past, you are eligible. And we have some big giveaways coming up soon. But we got Giga Shahi. Yo, D-Mac, what do you think the Dodgers should trade with Oakland? Dodgers should take Brent Rooker and Mason Miller. I'm actually doing a whole segment on that tomorrow for Dodgers Dugout Live. We'll be live at 10:30 tomorrow. Walker Buehler is going to be back, so definitely wait for that. Yang Yi, how about him? Paxton. James Paxton had a fantastic start. He was really outstanding today by where he's at currently in this season. So I was very impressed with James Paxton. He came out and he really set the tone early on. And I think that really was a big thing. It was the top of the first inning. He struck out Ronald Acuna Jr. with that changeup at the bottom of the zone. And for me, that's what really stood out was with James Paxton. We've seen him be effective this season despite the walks, and one of the reasons why is that fastball up in the zone. He throws it more than any pitcher in baseball, it seems like, and the four-seam fastball is not as en vogue as it once was. I think a lot of that has to do is the fact that we're in the post-sticky stuff era, so you're not seeing that perceived rise as much, the spin rates as much, but he still goes to it quite a bit, right? And I think with James Paxton, the difference is you're seeing the adjustment in working more eye levels. You're seeing work up in the zone and down the zone. You're seeing work different quadrants of that strike zone, and you saw it there in that at-bat. The strike looking for the second strike in that bat, 92-mile-per-hour four-seam fastball, top of the zone, but he finished him off with a swinging strike. He got him swing at a changeup down the zone on a changeup. So you got a speed difference. You got an eye-level difference. So that, to me, is the adjustment. You're going to see some more strikeouts, some more swing and misses. And he starts the game off with two straight strikeouts. He strikes out Acuna Jr., then he struck out Albies. This time, a knuckle curve down in the zone. So, two strikeouts down in the zone. He ends up walking Riley. There was a little violation, confusion there. He ends up walking him anyway, missed with a fastball up in the zone. But then he gets Olsen to fly out to right. So, really nice job against that potent order of the Atlanta Braves early on. And then guess what? Anytime you're on the mound and there's a number 17 with Otani on his back on your team, you're going to feel really good about run support. You're going to feel really good about your run support per nine innings. And Otani wasted no time. Betts drew a walk to start the game, and then Shohei Otani with two strikes, fifth pitch of the at-bat, he crushes a curveball 412 feet. That puts the Dodgers up 2-0.
Throws one to center field. Harris turns and watches this ball fly.
So you love it. Shohei Ohtani, another home run. That was his ninth of the season and just put a really good swing on. I mean, look at that at bat right there. A curveball caught a little too much of the plate and Ohtani just cranked it out. So the Dodgers got two runs on one hit there in the bottom of the first inning. They took a 2-0 lead. And then James Paxton, 1-2-3 in the second inning, did a really nice job there. I mean, you got that really good play. Kike Hernandez on that ground ball with Freddie Freeman digging it out. And then the third inning, another 1-2-3 inning after he faced the minimum. He gave a single to Duvall. But then, like we've seen this season, he gets a lot of really, really timely double plays. And he got Trump to ground into a double play to second. And he got Acuna to ground to first. So gives it the one hit, but still faced the minimum of that inning thanks to that double play. And top of the fourth inning, another 1-2-3 inning. And you saw some really good defense behind him. You saw him trusting that defense. And then top of the fifth inning gives up a leadoff single to Marcelo Zuna, but then three straight flyouts, first to Arcia, second to Harris, and another one to Duvall. And top of the sixth inning. He walked Acuna with one out and then comes back. It's Albie swinging for his third strikeout of the afternoon. He ended up with three strikeouts on the day. This one gets him to chase at a knuckle curve down in the zone. So one of your big takeaways, if you're breaking down his start, is working down in the zone, getting swing and miss down in the zone. So he's going to be a much more dynamic pitcher. He's going to be a tougher at bat for hitters with the ability to work up and down the zone and limiting those free passes. Then he gets Riley to fly to center. And then bottom of the sixth inning, Ohtani, he can beat you with jabs and he can beat you with haymakers. And he leads off the sixth inning with a single to kick things off, a single to center. Another great piece of two-strike hitting. He takes a slider that's a little off the plate and he just singles to center. This guy is just so locked in right now. He's hitting heaters. He's hitting off speed. He's hitting pitches out of the zone. He's hitting pitches in the zone. How do you get this guy out? He is the greatest show, not just in baseball, in sports right now, in my opinion. And then Freddie Freeman at the plate with Ohtani at first. He grounds into a fielder's choice to second. They get the lead runner, Ohtani, for the first out. That brings up Teoscar Hernandez. And on a 1-1 count, he crushes a bomb to center 406 feet. And that doubles the Dodgers' lead, and that puts him up 4-0. So Teoscar Hernandez is just had a really great series. You saw him homer the other night, and he has really performed well in his role. He's taken full advantage of this potent lineup around him, and he hits another home run. That was his eighth of the season. So he's right up there at the top. I mean, Ohtani is tied for the league lead with 10 home runs. Teoscar Hernandez is a hitter that is a silver slugger, an all-star level hitter that just hit his eighth home run, and he's not even your number three or four hitter, right? He's batting five or six in your lineup. That's just how talented and how deep this lineup is. And you get the four-run lead there, and then you jump to the top of the seventh.
Save big money at Menards. Add comfort to your life with Menards' great selection of Serta mattresses. Find the perfect mattress that fits your size and firmness needs. Hurry in today and pick up a Serta Gel memory foam mattress in a box on sale now through May 27. Take control of your comfort with Serta mattresses at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
I think James Paxton's still out there. Olsen, this is another great defensive play in this game. Olsen, he singles to right, and they're trying to get something going. It's still enough time to make it happen when you look at how much talent's on that Braves offense. But Teoscar Hernandez, he does it on offense, and he does it on defense. Makes a great throw to get Olsen, trying to stretch that single into a double. And that was very pivotal because the next batter, Ozuna, he ends up hitting a solo shot to right center to give the Braves their first run of the afternoon to make it 4-1. So look, you'll live with the solo shots with this Dodgers offense. You just don't want to give up the multi home runs, the two run, the three run shots, the grand slams. You limit those. You got this offense. You're going to win a ton of baseball games. He comes back. He gives up the single to Arcia, changeup, left it a little up, and then he got Harris to line to center. But then Joe Kelly, he comes in, and Joe Kelly was fantastic. He fell behind the count early. They load the count. And on the sixth pitch of the at-bat, he gets Duvall swinging to get out of the inning. So they get one run on three hits. It was really kind of the last-ditch effort for that Braves team. You felt like, okay, you get out of this inning, give up a run. You'll live with that. You just don't want to cut that lead in half. You don't want to make things a little too interesting. And give Joe Kelly a ton of credit. He has really quietly been fantastic. He has a 1.69 giggity ERA in his last 12 games. His strikeout rate is over 30%. The velocity's there. The movement's there. By the way, I don't know if you saw my interview with Joe Kelly from the Blue Diamond Gala, but he told me that he would die for Ed Sheeran. He told me that if he would trade wardrobes with any of his Dodgers teammates, it would be Dave Roberts. Never changed Joe Kelly. I asked him for his top four Mount Rushmore best pitchers ever. You know what he did? He's like, yeah, I didn't really watch baseball when I was a kid, but I'll give you my top four skateboarders. So I'm going to drop that a little later. But we're going to continue to break down this game. I want to keep rocking with your comments. Thanks for joining us here for the Dodgers Nation post-game show following the Dodgers sweep of the Atlanta Braves. And you know what thing I love, too? It's Cinco de Mayo, right? Everyone wants to be partying. Everyone wants to be around their loved ones today, having a good time. And the good thing is the Dodger Stadium cleaning crew, they can leave early today because the Dodgers already swept. They swept this Atlanta Braves team. They gave them the ATL. They made a statement that the Dodgers are the best team in the sport. But thanks, Danny Cortez. I appreciate you. Johnny Owen from Salem, Oregon. Going to give you a fire for that. Tyler Glass now. What's up, BC? Rocking with us as always, my man. Keith, let's go, boys. A Brave sweep. So sweet. A big salute from the New Jersey Shore. What's up, Keith, over on Facebook? Let's do some shout-outs. We got Alicia Jones, Elisheva Jones over on YouTube. We got Kenny Chung. CT is definitely not a good day for Chris Taylor. Some more strikeouts. David Sabatini, it just smeared. Does it look like Andy Paz? Okay, let's get caught up on these comments here. Siler Glass now from Vladimir. Got your Siler Glass now. It's all checked in. Roy Estrada, pitching wins World Series. Need two more solid starters. David E. Reppin from Riverside, the 951. Give you a comment of the show for that.
Win.
Elias Perfect. Elizondo, I called the sweep in last Friday's comments. Hello from North Hollywood. Braves swinging and missing worse than the Raves Brewers brawl. That's a fire take, right? That's the comment of the show so far. To finish him, too. I love finish that. There lots of swing and misses, lots of slap fighting there. But yeah, you're right. Not a lot of great contact for this Braves team. And give credit to this Dodgers pitching staff for missing Barrios. Cesar, what up, D-Max? Shohtani, Dodgers players. Awesome. Fire take right there from Cesar. Craig, what's up, Craig Osterberg? Kenny Chung, Big Maple pulls us back in. Yeah, did he not, right? Everyone's ready to say, oh, is James Paxton a Noah Syndergaard type? Are they going to Phantom IL him? Or is he going to be moved out of the rotation? Well, what does James Paxton do? He bounces back and he responds today with his best start as a Dodger. So give him all the credit in the world. And like I said, I think there were some mechanical adjustments. The release point looked a little cleaner today. It looked like it was a little more repeatable. And like I said, working that knuckle curve down the zone, working that changeup down the zone, changing the eye levels, working that fastball up in the zone. So we saw him really getting carried away with that heater up in the zone, and it has been effective for him, especially with that run, especially with that carry. But to get out big league hitters for an entire season, that's the most important thing. And really kind of getting back to James Paxton, I just kind of want to point out, this is not who this guy is, right? This guy has been in the league for quite some time. He's dealt with injury issues. He's dealt with a lot of just knick-knack injuries throughout the years as well. But he's not been a guy that's really walked hitters at this rate throughout his career. And heading into this start, he was 122nd in all of Major League Baseball for pitchers that have pitched at least 25 innings of work that with the strikeouts. I mean, he had a 58.1 strike rate, okay, as far as throwing strikes. So that's low, right? I mean, that's very low. And he just not been that guy throughout his whole entire career. I mean, he is someone who's been around 7-8% for his career. Before this season, the highest walk rate he had was 9.8%. But heading into this start, I mean, that walk rate was just so sky high that you know that guy, that just doesn't happen, right? I mean, there's something that's an issue there that can be corrected. So this was more the James Paxton that we expected this season. Someone that was going to go out there, be effective, eat innings, but he's not someone who entering the start had a 19.3% walk rate. A 19.3% walk rate, right? Like I've been saying, so many walks my dogs were starting to get jealous, but not today. And also, 3.51 ERA. The FIP is high. The expected numbers are high. But look, I mean, six starts now, right? He's pitched over 30 innings for this team. So he's definitely helped this team win ball games. So to me, I know Shohei Ohtani hit two home runs, had four hits. You can call him the player of the game. You can give him that player of the game. And he deserves it. Absolutely. But for my Dodger dog of the game, I'm giving it to James Paxton.
Dodger dog of the game.
Dodger dog of the game. So let me know who's your Dodger dog of the game, because I think he showed that dog today. I think he showed that fight. I think he had been working on things and he saw it today. I mean, how about that? Imagine you're struggling with command and then you got to face a lineup like this Braves lineup. And he went out there and he executed, he made pitches, and give him all the credit in the world. Mr. Seabat, potent Braves lineup, more like a taco fart in the wind lineup. Mr. Seabat, you're going to get a bro for that, my man. You guys got me dying over here. Michael McCaffrey, let me take a sip of water. They figured out Páez? No. It's one bad game. Not the best game for Andy Páez. Not the best. I mean, big leaguers, like I said, I know it sounds crazy, and I guarantee I'll be the only person out here saying this. I almost hope Páez gets into a slump earlier than later. Because if he gets into a slump earlier and he gets out of that slump, then he really puts any doubt about him to rest. And then the Dodgers can't talk themselves into making him go down or putting Jason Hayward in there, keeping Altman in there instead of him. But he ends up going 0-for-4 today. Wasn't his best, but still. I mean,
brighten your home with big savings at Menards. Combine stylish lighting with LED technology with Fight Electric smart color-changing light bulbs. They have a full range of colors, allowing you to choose the perfect one to suit your mood. Say big on all Fight Lighting smart home products now at Menards. Shop our lighting options today in-store and on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Fantastic yesterday, and he's just looked the part. Let's not forget he's played less than 20 games. Sammy Boy Smith, umps always expand the strike zone. Final games of the series, 2-hour games today. I mean, look, we've seen it. We need the robo umps. The umps, you know, they have reservations to the Palms or Sizzler. I don't know where, but it felt like the plate had wheels on it today. Ohtani is insane, absolutely, and we'll get back into that. So we'll pick up where we left off, and we'll jump to the bottom of the eighth inning. You had AJ Minter in there, and Shohei Ohtani, he wasted no time. First pitch of the at-bat, he crushes a 93-mile-per-hour home run for his second dong of the afternoon.
AJ Minter out of the Braves bullpen, comes home to Ohtani, smashes a drive, center field, Shohei Ohtani, wiggle!
This guy's not human. This guy's not real. I mean, we haven't even seen him pitch yet. He's the best hitter on the planet. You know, ask Mookie Betts. I asked Marcus Lynn Betts the other day. I said, Mookie, let me get your Mount Rushmore, your best players ever. And I didn't tie it to a position because I was like, look, you're infield, you're outfield. Just give me your top four players of all time. He said Derek Jeter 1, Mariano Rivera 2, Ted Williams 3, and Shohei Ohtani 4. So Mookie Betts already has Shohei Ohtani as his best player. And that wasn't even ranked, right? Those are just his four best players. So he already has Ohtani right up there at the top. So, I mean, unbelievable. I mean, just one of the biggest blasts of his career, 464 feet. Let's get a little boom action here. I mean, just look at this. I mean, just absolutely crushed this one. AJ Minter, center cut, just boom! An absolutely majestic blast from Shohei Ohtani. And his 10th of the season, he's already tied for the lead in Major League Baseball with 10 dingers on the year. What more can you say about this guy? I've never seen a player I've watched this sport since I was 1 year old, right? Since I was at the hospital and I don't even know, man. I was in my mom's room. I had the Spectrum package. I was watching baseball right away. And this is the most effortless slugger I've ever seen. And the way he hits the ball so consistently hard, it's unbelievable. This guy hates baseballs. Like I always say, Anthony Rendon hates baseball. Shohei Ohtani hates baseballs. And he's been absolutely disrespecting them all season long. And that home run put the Dodgers up 5-1. Michael Grove came in there in the ninth inning, goes 1-2-3. He's looked really good of late. Like I said, the biggest key for Michael Grove, just limit him to that one inning. Allow him to go out there, just unleash, empty the tank, did a really nice job. Got Grove, got Riley looking at a sinker down the zone and got a ground out from Olsen and then struck out Ozuna with a slider. Really nice job. Got him to swing and miss at a slider away. Was really going heavy on the slider today. So that was massive. And like we talked about in the eighth, I mean, Blake Treinen goes 1-2-3, gets Kelenic swinging at a just disgusting, a nasty, nasty slider. I mean, this is just nasty stuff from Blake Treinen. Just, ooh, that's sorcery. Him. That's pitchcraft. Okay, this is pitchcraft. This should be illegal. This should be illegal in all 50 states. Okay, this should be illegal. Okay, and then he gets Acuna to ground to short with the sinker. Albies gets him to fly out with the cutter. So lots of soft contact working down the zone. And that really, to me, everything that happened today, that's the, we got Ozark. I've been seeing, I've been seeing those haters too for Ozark say the Dodgers have beaten up on bad teams. Well, they made a statement today by beating the Atlanta Braves and just sweeping them. D-Mac was calling the sweep of the Braves, not the Mets. I had 2 of 3 out of here, 2 of 3 from, I think I was a week early on this Dodger team starting to dominate. Siler Glass now a $9.99 super chat.
Win.
From perfect. The sandwich says sell the farm for Willie Adames and Devin Williams. Well, look, you know, I always say parades over prospects, but Andrew Friedman recently told Bill Plunkett of the Southern California News Group that they at the moment aren't looking to trade for a shortstop. So unless that changes, they're going to keep Mookie at short. The Blake train is back from Carl Sumner over at Carl Sumner over on YouTube. We got Matthew. Shohei isn't the Dodger dog of the game. D-Mac, Alvin and CT3 struggling. Yeah, they definitely are struggling. Craig, Paxton, Otani, co-players of the game. Olsen, who from Jay Silva? Bring in that. Give you that. My Phillies have to return the favor for you guys, but we have Walker pitching too. Conservative Zach. Against the Braves lineup, only giving up one run is amazing for Paxton. Absolutely conservative, Zach. That's why he's my Dodger dog of the game.
Dodger dog of the game.
We got to, can someone tell Ozuna our catchers are not his, whoa, Anthony, that is just, that's cold right there, man. Can't read that one, man. Come on, man. $5, if you had to choose the, if you had to choose the Dodgers, one legit bat to go for the postseason, the trade deadline, who would you go for? Me, Randy. MAS Boxing. It's interesting you say that. By the way, I appreciate the super chat. But it's he struggled this season. Randy has not gotten it going. So you're going to need Randy Rosarena to get things going. He also has a lot of team control left. So if they're going to trade him, they're not going to do it saying, okay, he's someone that has a 44 OPS that's hitting 235, right? So he's not gone off to a great start this season. I mean, if the Dodgers look at that as a way of saying he's going to be one of the outfield guys of the future and they're comfortable with that and they see him getting back to where he's been for most of his career, maybe they consider it. But I think you look at more of a one-year deal guy. You make that possible. Because, look, I'm not sold on the idea that Teoscar Hernandez is just going to be a one-year guy. I think Teoscar Hernandez knows that he can thrive in this lineup. I think he loves playing with Shohei Ohtani and Mookie Betts and Freddie Freeman and Will Smith. His role in this lineup, he's still young. You can win multiple World Series titles. Why not sign Teoscar Hernandez? I don't think this is a situation where it's, you know what, he's a one-year rental. I think that the Dodgers see it as a great fit, and they could try to work something out. If I was the Dodgers, I would try to work things out with Teoscar Hernandez. So if you're trying to add another outfielder, which I think Tyler O'Neill would be a nice choice, but let's see how Andy Páez progresses, right? But I definitely think it's possible. Elefantens, Sit Outman, that's only an 80% swing from Danny Cortez. Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. It really is an 80% swing certain times, but the hard contact is there. You are glazing a cheater. AK, they will have walk Ohtani every time of the bats. Let's go down here. We got the Denny, get out the B rug. We got boom. What up, Doug Slayton? We got Ray Barrios. Shohei is already a future Hall of Famer after 6 years. Roy Estrada blocked the troll Dodger fam. I can't see the troll, but hey, if we want to have a block party on Cinco de Mayo, I'm down. D-Mac, say broom instead of boom. Okay, there we go. Elephants, tens, broom. That's what the Dodgers did today to this Atlanta Braves team. But it wasn't all good news at the Ravine today. Evan Phillips the Dodgers' elite closer, the guy who I think needs to be an all-star this season. He was placed on the 15-day IL. It was a freak injury. And Dave Roberts said before the game that it was a little bit of bad luck. So now you've seen Ryan Brazier get a calf strain last week in Arizona, or this week in Arizona, earlier in the week in Arizona. And he was on the shelf. And then you get Evan Phillips, who hurt his hamstring caught with his leg, and the pants caught on his cleat, and then he hurts his hamstring, and he's on the IL. So the good thing is he told reporters after the game that it feels minor, that it's as minor as that could have been. But it said, Dave Roberts said, it was just a really strange, unique situation, a cleat caught in the grass. And, or this is from Evan Phillips, a cleat caught in the grass, and when I tried to extend, I felt my hamstring pull a little bit. Fortunately, it's about as mild as it can get. Hopefully, the road to recovery is smooth and simple, and I'm hopefully back in a few weeks. So that's from Evan Phillips himself. So back in a few weeks. So yeah, there's been some unfortunate bad luck injuries right now to this bullpen. I think they're going to go out there and get one, possibly two guys close to the trade deadline. But getting Blake Treinen back is definitely a big boost. But now you got Brusdar out, you got Blake Treinen out, you got Ryan Brazier out. Those are their three best relievers last season, and they're not in that bullpen right now. So you're absolutely going to have to rally the troops until those reinforcements are back on the way. And I think all the warning signs are there. All of the warning signs are there that you need to go out there and trade for a bullpen piece. We've talked about Tanner Scott. We've talked about a lot of big names. We've talked about Bednar, okay? So there's a lot of guys that you really need to go out there and try to pursue, and I think they're absolutely going to do that. I absolutely think they for sure going to do it. Of course, we know who's right at the top of that list is Mason Miller, and we're going to talk more about him tomorrow. We talked about him on Friday's show, but I think that's the focus. I think that is the focus, and look, it's time for another Andrew Friedman interview. I'm getting the feeling I'm going to try to reach out to Mr. N. Friedman, we trust, right? Mr. Fleeceman, and I'm going to try to talk about this with him and see what his thoughts are. Obtain is Otani is a cheat code. Indeed, Blake Treinen is back. B. Rue is a punk. Excuse me, guys.
Save big money at Menards. Add comfort to your life with Menards' great selection of Serta mattresses. Find the perfect mattress that fits your size and firmness needs. Hurry in today and pick up a Serta Gel memory foam mattress in a box on sale now through May 27. Take control of your comfort with Serta mattresses at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
I love this from Bob Northen. I absolutely love the sound of the ball off of Otani's bat. Absolutely. D-Mac, where are those amazing Dodgers coaches? Yeah, I mean, look, guys are going to be hot, guys are going to be cold, and it's going to come at different parts of the season. Right now, you're not lying when you say that Chris Taylor and James Altman are struggling. There's just no way to sugarcoat it. In today's game, we didn't see James Altman. We saw Chris Taylor. He goes 0-for-3, and you look at the batting average, it's still, it's not even on the interstate, right? You're right, it's not on the 195 or something like that. It's not the Uecker line, which is at 200, because Bob Uecker hit 200 for his career, and it's sitting at 74. And I had some positive moments, right? Helped the team win against Washington. You saw against the Cardinals. I mean, he's had some moments, but just not enough consistency. Just does not look like he's going to be able to put it together in the near future. So I think it's going to be a difficult decision for them, but we'll see what they end up doing. We'll see what they end up doing with Chris Taylor, but you just really want to see him string together more than one good at bat, more than one good game. You want to see him put it together for 3-4 games for a week. We need to see him get hot, right? And unfortunately, I mean, he goes 0-for-3 today, had 2 strikeouts. The strikeouts are very problematic for this team because you're going up there, you're not putting up the ball in play, you're just not showing any signs of life. And really, for the most part, and Pajes didn't have a good day either. Goes 0-for-4, had 3 strikeouts. Kike, 0-for-4, 2 strikeouts. So not the greatest day for the Dodgers offense. If it weren't for the heroics of Superman and baseball cleats, Mr. Shohei Ohtani, they could have taken a game today. But thanks to him and James Paxton in this Dodgers bullpen, they got the job done. done. And that's what happened. Excuse me. That's what happens when you have great players, when you have elite players, elite talents. They go out there and you win your baseball games. And that was on full display today. But Ohtani getting suspended. Okay, I'm going to block this. Is this the guy you're talking about? Biru. Guess what? You got blocked. You got blocked. Go back to your mama's basement. It's Puffs. I got goosebumps just thinking about Walker being on the mound tomorrow night. I am so excited. I will be at the Ravine. I saw Walker in the clubhouse yesterday, and it's just a great thing for this team because Walker Buehler is so respected. His voice carries weight. He's one of these core members that has been on this run, and he also can really, really help this team. Don't worry, Babe Ruth, he gone. He gone. He blocked. He blocked. He's like Pete Rose, man. He's banned. Ipe, banned. Keep Teo, absolutely. Terry Testicles messed up. Here we go. We got, it's probably just like a bitter Toronto Blue Jays fan or a bitter Angels fan. They took the Braves to school. They should be very concerned. Let's go down here some more. DFA CT3. What's up, Richard Flores? I see your setup, man. I see your setup on Twitter, man. You got a nice setup. You got the baubles. You got the TV. You got the slides. And joining your boys in blue. So I love to see it. Dan Eckert, I would personally like to thank the Angels for letting us have the ability to sign Shohei Ohtani. Absolutely. Let's go down here a little more. Bira, probably a 13-year-old troll. Yeah, he's gone. He is just Pat. He's with Darvin Ham somewhere. Just he gone. He Darvin Ham. Did you love how Darvin Ham got free courtside seats for the Lakers for 2 years? That's got to be nice. Mason Miller, Sammy Wade. Absolutely. This is from Justin Lamas. All in on Mason Miller. All in. We're going to talk more about him during tomorrow's Dodgers Dugout Live. D-Mac equals Mookie times three. What up, Monkfa? How you doing, my man? Ohtani equals God mode. This is from Elephant Tens. Bira is on 60-minute timeout in his parents' basement. From Twice Queens. Farah Hater. Mookie needs to get some help and rest with a slump. For sure. I think not the best weekend for Mookie. I mean, but like, you know, here's the thing, though. That does not tell you about how good this team is. Then I don't know what does. That doesn't tell you how prolific, how potent, how explosive, how deep this offense is. I don't know what will. Because yesterday, Mookie goes 1-for-4. Friday goes 0-for-5. Ends up getting one hit this series, and you sweep the Braves. Okay? The old narrative for the Dodgers was this team goes as Mookie goes. Yes, when Mookie has success, this team's odds increase exponentially, but it's not entirely on Mookie anymore, right? You have Shohei Ohtani. You have Teoscar Hernandez and Will Smith and Freddie Freeman that take the pressure off of Mookie Betts. So, yeah, I mean, this is a different Dodgers team. That's why all the haters that think this is the same team as last year, that they're gonna just crap out in the postseason, wait and learn. Read my super chat. What up, Roy Estrada? I think I got to it. If I didn't, throw it in there down below for sure. Antonio Correa. What up, Antonio? That's a Tonio Taters super producer rocking with us in the comments for sure. So a couple more here, guys, and I'll let you enjoy the rest of Cinco de Mayo because, like, I wasn't gonna fly on here today, but still, you guys know can't miss this. D-Mag, I'll be at the game. Can I get an autograph? Cesar, if I see you, I got you, man. I'll be there for sure. Look for me. We need Tanner Scott. We got hepatitis C later. Darvin Ham must be held accountable for his crimes against humanity. To finish him. Let's absolutely finish him. Raymond Guzman said, just got back from the game. Absolutely great day for you. Anytime you get to go to the Ravine. Hey, D-Mac, what do you think about the Lakers? Wait on me for that. We'll talk about that on a Lakers show for sure. But, hey, give me Donovan Mitchell. I know it's going to be impossible, but I love me some Spider Mitchell. Hey, D-Mac, we got Braves fans here are Lakers fans in panic mode. Danny Cortez, thanks, D-Mac. Happy Cinco de Mayo. Man, if I Doug Slayton, I would do a shoey shot if I had some here right now, but it's in a different part of the studio. But that's going to do it for this episode of the Dodgers Nation postgame show. My name is Doug McCain. You can follow me on X and Instagram at DMAC_LA. If you haven't yet, be sure to subscribe to the number one Dodgers YouTube channel, the Dodgers Nation YouTube channel, the number one postgame show here. And also a special thanks for helping us reach 90,000 subscribers. And as a sign of our gratitude, we are giving away a Tyler Glasnow jersey. All you got to do is subscribe to the channel. Make sure you're subscribed. Hit those notifications, too, so you know we're dropping new stuff. And comment Siler Glass Now down below, and you will be eligible to win. We're announcing the winner. I will be announcing the winner, of course, next week. So stay tuned. But thanks again, guys. As always, see you later, Roy. See you later, Simply Brandy. See you later, Dodgers Nation. Happy Cinco de Mayo. Until next time.
Save big money on your kitchen project at Menards. We carry everything you need to turn your kitchen dreams into reality. Renovate your space with new cabinets from Cardell. They're ready to install and come in a variety of styles. Visit our kitchen showrooms in-store or go to Menards.com for free design estimates today. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer for all of our hot deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.